Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're currently doing the subject called Prayer, Your Foundation for Success. We're doing part 17 of the 17-part series, and we're completing the subject today, and the topic is called Praying of Tongues in Public. Speaking of spiritual gifts, we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 to 5. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not to men but to God, for no man understands him. Howbeit then in the spirit he speaks mysteries, but he that prophesies speaks unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. But verse 4, he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. I would that you all speak in tongues, but rather than prophesy, for greater is he that prophesies than he that speaketh in tongues, except to interpret, that the church may edify. The Apostle Paul speaking now. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18. When people receive the Holy Spirit publicly, they speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives them utterance or speech. The church is edified by speaking with other tongues in public with interpretation. Prophecy versus tongues. Paul is saying that tongues with interpretation is equivalent to prophecy. When utterance in tongues is interpreted to that the church can understand what is said, then the one prophesying is not greater. Let me now give you a practical example using coins to have the understanding of how this works. If we have two 10-cent coins, that's equal to one 20-cent coin. One 20-cent coin represents prophecy in this situation. The first 10-cent coin represents tongue. The second 10-cent coin represents interpretation of tongues. Therefore, when we have tongues and the interpretation of tongues together, that's equal to prophecy, the 20-cent coin. What I'm trying to point out here is the utterance or the speaking in tongues plus interpretation is equal to prophecy. Prolonged praying in tongues in a service without interpretation will not edify the body of Christ, as people will not understand what's being said. But a person can pray for themselves quietly in the church service. The person can pray in tongues, but is not to be out loud to disrupt the service. Praying in tongues in public, it can be done by the scripture if it's for the person themselves and not for the body of Christ. If speaking in tongues comes, then there must be an interpretation to edify, to build up the body of Christ within the church service. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me through this whole subject, through the 17 parts, Prayer, Your Foundation for Success. For a successful vision, a successful church or ministry, it must be built on prayer according to God's word. And it's very good to speak to God, to talk to God, to pray with the Holy Spirit, and to pray in tongues. When I pray in tongues, or when a believer prays in tongues, it bypasses the mental process of that person. In other words, it bypasses the mind of that person. Praying in tongues is praying the perfect will of God, and that's what God wants. God wants us to pray in tongues. If we can't pray in our own mother tongue, for a situation, step back into tongues, pray in tongues, and believe for the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. I would also like to point out here that when we pray in tongues, it not only bypasses our mental thinking process, but it also blocks the devil from understanding what we're praying. Speaking in tongues is the spirit language of your spirit man that prays to God. God can then, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, send a message to the Holy Spirit within you, and the Holy Spirit can pray with your tongue, the tongues, that is, the spiritual language, speaking in tongues, the perfect will of God, so God can answer it. Some people receive praying in tongues from the Holy Spirit or speaking in tongues, and they lose it for a short time because the devil says you don't really need that, it doesn't belong to you. And also the devil would say, look, what you got, you didn't, when you asked for praying in tongues, you got that's something from the devil. That's not correct. The word of God says, when I ask something from God, I receive what I've asked for and nothing in any other direction. Speaking in tongues is a powerful tool to be used by the believer. It is a communication link between the believer and God the Father in heaven through the Holy Spirit living in you. It is powerful, and the devil knows that, and he will try and talk you out of it. But speaking in tongues, when you ask for it, you will receive speaking in tongues and no other tongue of any other spirit except the Holy Spirit. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me through this subject and the 17 parts. I hope praying your foundation to success becomes very important in your life. The prayer language of a believer is very important. It's important to develop it, to develop the communication with God through the Holy Spirit. And one last point too is the Holy Spirit needs your vocal cords to pray in tongues. It's not just a case of you open your mouth and wait for things to happen. The Holy Spirit, by faith, wants us to start moving forward, to start speaking in tongues. And it may sound like this. And I would point out here too that when I first started speaking in tongues, I had to do it slowly. Some people get it fully immediately. I got it slowly, and I had to learn to do it. And I started off like a baby language, bub, 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 bub. And I thought to myself, that's speaking in tongues, but God had to work with me and to develop that in me. I had to practice it before it started to flow. So let me give you an example. I went from and over 2 or 3 months, it developed into full tongues, godly tongues, tongues by the Holy Spirit. And I'm thankful that I've got it. It's for every believer. And if you don't want to speak in tongues, that's entirely up to you. You'll still go to heaven if you're born again. But the problem will be on the earth. You're at a great disadvantage because you're stopping and blocking the Holy Spirit's praying through you the perfect will of God for your life and the people around you. I want to thank you for being with me today. I know this may have shaken a couple of people with regards to speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues can be blocked for a believer by wrong teaching. That's why I'm teaching you. It is important to know that you are allowed to speak in tongues. God wants you to speak in tongues. It's up to you. It's a free choice. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.